Check, check, 1, 2, check, check. Hey, Jamie, check that mic real quick. See if it works. Throw your face in that mic.
Check, motherfucking check.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, this is for Beal Chart.
Hey, hi.
Let me turn you up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. I feel like I need to be a little louder.
A little amped up.
Tuned up, if you know what I mean.
All right.
If you know what I mean.
I'm going to read the questions and we'll both answer.
Okay.
One. Put on a chicken suit in your mind's eye. Now, where are you and what are you doing in this chicken suit? I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm selling Subway sandwiches.
In a chicken suit?
Yeah, I'm selling chicken Subway sandwiches in Brooklyn.
I'm selling vegetarian Subway sandwiches.
That's fucked up. No, you're not. You can't sell vegetarian chicken sandwiches in a chicken sandwich suit.
I'm seriously just on a roof, basking in the sun.
In a chicken suit?
Why not? Can it be a bikini?
I'm part of the machine. I am trying to sell shit. I'm trying to make some money off this.
That's because you're in the industry.
I know, I'm in the industry.
It's hard, but...
Subway dude, Jared.
Next question.
I'm going to pour one out for Jared.
You're killing this question. We got to move on.
Number two. What would you do if you found a wallet with $3,000 in it laying on the ground? Oh, by the way, did I mention the wallet is laying next to a dead Russian guy? No, you didn't mention that, Veal Chart.
Can I buy a fur coat?
From the Russian guy? No, he's dead.
Can I steal the wallet and buy a fur coat?
I'm going to guess that the wallet's the Russian's wallet.
Anyone that lives in New York or Brooklyn knows that it could be 10 dead guys clutching onto the wallet for dear life. Someone that lives in New York would still steal the fucking wallet.
And by the way, one Russian ruble only equals like a 0.03 pennies. So like, what the fuck? Why even bother? If he's got a wallet full of ruples, it's only like, you know, 15 cents.
Stop trying to Google shit and try to be smart.
Dude, I Googled Russian currency and it said one Russian ruble equals 0.03460. It's ruble.
It's ruble.
Question three. When was the last time you wore a wig, Jamie?
Does a wig on my upper lip count?
Does a merkin count? You know what a merkin is?
Does a wig on my upper lip count?
No, I'm seriously. Do you know what a merkin is? I'll fucking Google search it. Merkin, definition, merkin, a pubic wig for women. Let me say it. Shh, be quiet.
Merkin.
That's called pubes, girl. That's synthetic pubes. I never wore one.
You know what? Never mind.
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
I wore a wig for Halloween, but then I also wore an upper lip wig recently. And
last time I think I wore a wig was in a thrift shop and I got lice. Question four. If you could kill something, what would it be?
Question five.
No, question four, dude. I would kill the
people. Your bad attitude.
No, you know what I would kill, Jamie?
What?
I would kill the people who write kill yuppies. A lot of people in our neighborhood write A lot of people write kill yuppie scum, and I would kill those people who write kill yuppie scum. Because, like, fucking, I don't care about yuppie scum. I want to hug and caress and body massage yuppie scum.
I would kill all the people that break the escalators.
Question five. Is getting harpsichord lessons a good career move for you at this point in your life?
Yes. Can you repeat that?
Is getting harpsichord lessons a good career move for you at this point in your life? I think it's either Singular and T-Mobile, and I'm with Singular right now, but harpsichords, yes. Jamie,
I don't understand that question.
How about this?
Merkin.
It's a pubic wig for women. Question six. What is your favorite kind of chewing tobacco?
Kodiak. I like whenever they're in the little they're in the little baby tea bags. What are those called? Bandits. I like Skull Cherry.
Skull Cherry. Question 7. What is the meaning of life? Let's Google search this. What is the meaning of life? Fuck Google search. I'm going to copy and paste this right into Yahoo. I haven't Yahoo searched Yahoo in like... Yahoo
is... I think Google is the meaning of life.
I know. What does Yahoo say? The same place held by all other technology-using species now briefly honor... This is fucking boring.
The meaning of life?
I don't know. Bone and bone good.
So subjective.
It's so literal.
It's so bilingual.
It's so communica. It's like fucking Socrates shit. It's what? Like snake eyes. If you know. It's like.
Maybe our friend Josh knows this answer.
Josh, what's the meaning of life?
Meaning of life? Just fucking smoke a doobie. Watch a sweet movie now and then. And get plenty of sleep.
He just said Bill Clinton was the meaning of life.
Yeah, he pretty much said Bill Clinton was the meaning of life.
Next question.
Let's see. Do you eat ham?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Out of a can?
Heck no. Wait, this is a perfect opportunity to give the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Do you eat ham?
Thumbs up.
Out of a can?
Thumbs down.
No. Number 9. What is your first memory? I remember building the Twin Towers out of cans of corn, baked beans, snap peas, water chestnuts.
What the fuck and are you black, talking about?
No, I built the Twin Towers. The Twin Towers were made in like 1976, 77, and then I recreated the Twin Towers in my kitchen in like 1984 out of canned goods. What's your first memory? Beat that. Top that, Jamie.
Top that.
I think Kyle's first memory is a lot better and a lot more poignant.
I don't know what my first memory is.
All right, mine wins. Question number 10. If you were a frosted sugar cookie, what shape would you be and what color frosting would you have on you? White.
Typical. You're so racist.
Gulp.
What shape would you be?
I don't know. A pop-up ad. The shape of a pop-up ad on the internet. You know, like in your face.
What?
Just demanding attention.
Kyle, what is going on with you today?
I've been drinking margaritas all night, Boots.
You're doing this weird geek posh thing?
I think I'm going to puke.
It's freaking me out.
I think I'm going to puke in the couch.
Next thing you know, he's going to be bringing in the laptop into the bedroom. So wait, what was the question?
If you were a frosted sugar cookie, what shape would you be and what color frosting would you
have
on you?
I would be the shape of a heart, and I would have pink icing on me, and then I would have a really big, wet, sloppy bite taken out of the side.
You know what the bite is a metaphor for?
What? Losing my virginity?
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Dad.
13. Poor girl. Are we done?
There's nothing else.
Thanks, Phil Chart.
I hope this is adequate. I hope this is enough information to feed your friends and enemies.
Jamie has got like the hugest